We are accountable. The choice of God or mammon is always up to us, although we may blame external forces for our addictive, manipulative, or selfish activities. We cannot escape our own ultimate responsibility. Even in extreme cases where people actually become possessed, hear voices, or fall into a trance as the body moves uncontrollably, these apparent victims of demonic energies are accountable for their situation. Although they may explain, truthfully, that their behavior was beyond their control, they forget that they did make prior choices that led to this condition in the first place. Negative forces are attracted wherever there is a receptive lower consciousness. Even in less dramatic situations, we make excuses, saying that something came over us, that we were subjected to demonic influences, or that we fell under the spell of Maya, another name for illusion. But despite appearances, we are always responsible for our actions. Would we try to rationalize our behavior in a court of law by explaining, "Judge, it wasn't my fault. The devil made me do it." Of course not. The judge never says, "Well, that's all right. I'll just put the devil in jail instead of you." What causes one person to act immorally while another does not? Both individuals may face the same temptations, yet one succumbs while the other resists. Or one gives in occasionally while the other yields on a regular basis. The difference can be found in each person's level of commitment to spiritual life, which increases the level of resistance to the negative influences. If we open ourselves to the Lord, we are acting spiritually. When we elevate our consciousness, our love and spirituality act as a block to keep negativity away. But if we open the door to sin, then we become possessed by a sinful consciousness. Sin can never be considered greater than righteousness. If we say that the devil made us behave badly, we are implying that the devil is more powerful than God. This is never true, and only seems to be so at times because of the impure state of our consciousness.